Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm Danny Pellegrino. We're going to be chatting about Southern Charm. And I have a very special guest on the show, DJ James Kennedy. DJ James Kennedy, of course, from Vanderpump Rules, Pumptainy. He's on the program. If you just want to listen to his interview, just skip ahead. I'll put the timestamp in the episode description so you can just skip ahead to his interview. Now, here's the deal. DJ James Kennedy reached out to me and he said he wanted to come on the program. So, of course, I said yes. However, how could I say no? However, they are in their off season. So Vanderpump Rules is currently filming their upcoming season, allegedly. We don't even know that for sure, but allegedly they're filming their next season. And James reached out and he said, I want to come on. So I said, of course. That said, there's only so much he could say because we're in spoiler territory. They don't want anything out. They can't just give us all the answers to what's coming up next season. However, I do think we got some answers. And I'm very excited for you guys who are fans of Vanderpump Rules to hear it. It was a wild time. It was truly, you know, brace yourselves, buckle up. If you're driving, pull over before you listen to that interview, because it is wild, just like James is. And in the best way, he was so fun and crazy and fun and lovely and kind and also very good looking in person. I just want to say in the interview, we talk about his skin because his skin looks amazing in person. Let me just say, whatever that skincare routine he's doing is phenomenal. He gave us a little secret in the interview. But so I hope you'll all enjoy that interview. Skip ahead if you just want that. I'm going to chat briefly about Southern Charm before we get to that interview. And again, just know that it's a wild ride, so settle on in. The microphone was going all over the place because James is a wild man. And the microphone was just going every which way but in front of his mouth. And, you know, I did my best to ask every question I possibly could about the upcoming season, about last season. So, you know, listen to that. And before we talk to James Kennedy, I do want to chat briefly about Southern Charm. We finally got on vacation at Colorado. Last week, we had Ashley returned on Southern Charm, and it was thrilling. But this week, we opened with no montage. We just opened with Shep and Cam in this new property that Shep is looking to invest in. And it's just like a flood zone. Cam says, I know. She says it's a money pit. And then at one point, Cam said there was a gator. And I freaked the fuck out. I jumped up out of my chair and I thought, oh no, a gator. Because I'm terrified of gators. I don't know if anyone is not terrified of gators, but I have like a specific fear with gators and rats. I hate rats. I'd rather be face to face with a grizzly bear than to see a rat. I do not like rats. I have just a weird thing with rats and gators. And I was just reading this news story. Did you guys hear about the meth gators? There are these things called meth gators in Florida. And you know, I have a very tumultuous past with Florida. If anyone listens to the show, you know, me and Florida do not mix well. And one of the things that scares me about Florida is there's gators every which way. You know, you hear those stories on the news where a gator just shows up in someone's bathroom. It like comes out of the toilet or something. It's like, what the fuck? And if that happened to me, if I just randomly saw a gator, I would lose it. I would scream like a 12-year-old girl, which is how I scream normally. But I would scream just like that and I would run out. I would be shit my pants. I mean, you couldn't even pay me to be face to face with a gator. There's that new movie now called Crawl Out about the gator in the house. And I'm not kidding you. Like, I saw a commercial for that and I've had nightmares for weeks. I do not like a gator. And when Cameron said that, I literally, like, I started sweating. I got nervous. I thought, if they're going to show me a gator, like, I'm never watching this show again. And I'm telling you, I just was hearing about these meth gators. And apparently, people are, like, flushing their meth down the drain. And the gators are taking the meth. I'm not exactly sure how the physics of it works. But I do know that they're calling them meth gators. And there's some gators running around Florida on meth. And I've never been more terrified. Where's that movie? I'm not sure how they act on meth. I didn't actually watch the news coverage because I was too terrified of it. But I did see a preview. They were like, coming up, there's meth gators in Florida. And I was like, nope. Turning the channel. That's why I don't watch the local news. So I do not believe in the local news. I put on Little Women Atlanta. And you know what doesn't scare me? Little Women in Atlanta. That's what doesn't scare me. But a meth gator sure does. Turn the channel. Anyway, when Cam said that, I thought, Don't want to see it. Don't want to see it. Gators. I mean, is there anything more terrifying than a gator or a rat? A rat, you guys, I don't even want to. I used to live in Chicago, and occasionally I'd be like walking home, you know, and I didn't live in the nicest place in Chicago, but I would be walking home, and I remember, right, the house I lived in was this shitty house I shared with six other straight guys, so it was a disgusting shithole. So gross. I mean, the way that house smelled, I'll tell you, smelled like a frat house. But I remember walking home sometimes at night. I would do this show called Tony and Tina's Wedding, and I wouldn't get out until late at night. And I would walk home, or I'd ride my bike home, and I would see these like little beady-eyed rats outside. In the city, you see them. I mean, people in New York see the rats all the time. But terrifying. Terrifying. I don't want to see a rat. I don't like it. I truly would rather see a grizzly bear walking home at night. And I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, okay, well, there's a bear. You know, that's fine. But a rat? No, thank you. Everyone's got their thing. My brother Brian is like terrified of snakes. I'm not saying I like a snake, but I'd rather be face to face with a snake than a rat or a gator. I think we can all agree that we're scared of gators. Who among us would like to come face to face with a meth gator? No one. No one. Anyway, Shep is looking to buy in this land, and Cameron says, no, it's a money pit. Very curious what's going to happen. Obviously, he's going to buy it. I don't know if he's going to get it for himself or what he's going to do, but it does seem like a money pit. All that water everywhere, it's a swamp. Then we cut to Naomi Mentul. Now, Naomi's not going on this cast trip, which I think is a mistake. Naomi Mentul, they're matching white shirts and khaki jackets. And I'm just going to be honest. I think Matul's negging her again. I think he's being rude again. Every single scene Matul's in, I don't know if he's just uncomfortable being on camera or what, but he negs her every single scene. And he was encouraging her not to gossip, and he said, like, you're so lucky to be with me. And I thought, like, ugh, I don't know. He's beautiful. And maybe, benefit of the doubt, this is his first season. He's new on camera. I feel like he might be putting on that bravado, that, you know, male bravado, that toxic masculinity. He's putting it on, and he's like, maybe just uncomfortable in front of the camera, so it's coming across as more than it is maybe in person or in real life. Benefit of the doubt. But if it continues on, Naomi, next season, we're going to have a conversation, all of us. We're all going to have to sit down and chat. We're going to have to tell you to get out of there. Turn the channel. Turn the channel. Anyway, then we cut to Craig and his former friend from college, Jerry. Now, this Jerry comes in, and he's apparently there to help Craig with his pillow business. So, look, I like this Jerry. He was giving Craig some harsh realities. He was telling him what he's got to do to get the pillow business back on track. Jerry says to him, where are you filling the orders? And Craig says, I got over 100 orders that I got to fulfill in the other room. And Jerry says, well, why the fuck aren't you making the pillows then right now? You're sitting on $5,000. And Craig says, well, you know, I just don't feel like doing it. I don't know how to do it. And so Jerry's stepping up. The whole time I was just thinking about how attracted I was to Jerry. I'm not proud of this. Occasionally we watch these shows and we see men on them that we wouldn't normally be attracted to. And we are. And that's what happened when I was looking at Jerry. I wrote down in my notes, I'd fuck Jerry. And I'm not proud of that. And that's a very inappropriate thing for me to say in a public forum. But I'm saying it anyway. I'm living my truth because that's what we're here for. Living my truth. There's an Instagram account, Fuck Jerry. Well, I'd fuck Jerry, but not that one on Instagram. I'd fuck this one on Southern Charm. So I just... Then we cut to Whitney and Catherine, who meet for breakfast. Whitney's wearing his tinted glasses, a hat, and a puffy jacket, going through it. And Catherine reveals that they had sex over the summertime. And Whitney's still denying it. Even face-to-face with Catherine, he got so awkward. And Catherine says in her confessional, I've never had anyone deny they had sex with me. She says, usually people lie and say they did have sex with me. And then Whitney says that he's flattered that she's saying this, but it didn't happen. And I'm thinking, what's Whitney's angle? There's an angle here. I think that Whitney was maybe seeing somebody else, and he didn't want it to come up on camera, so he's denying, but I bet you he was with somebody else at the time. That's my theory. Because there's something else going on. Whitney was being so fucking awkward. There was some angle there with Whitney. Some angle. Then we see a scene of Austin with his parents talking about his sister, who he lost at a very young age. It was very devastating. And then he tells his parents that he wants to go get weed in Colorado. And he's setting up this whole weed angle for the Colorado trip. And I got sort of excited. I did. Then we see everyone getting ready for this trip. They go to the airport at 5:30. And I'm a little upset that they're going to Colorado. Not that Colorado isn't a beautiful place. I think Colorado's stunning. I think it's a great vacation spot. But I would like to see the Southern Charm crew go out of the country. I don't think they have yet. And I don't know if there's no budget on Southern Charm, but the ratings are good. They got spinoffs out the wazoo. So why aren't they going on a more expensive trip? I want to see them in, you know, if they want to go on a weed trip, let's send them to Amsterdam, you know? The housewives get to go on these big lavish trips. And on Southern Charm, they go camping and then they go to Colorado. And again, not that those aren't wonderful vacation spots, but I would like to see them go just somewhere more exotic, I guess somewhere that I've never been before, which is a call to arms, call to action, if you will. Then let's see. The tensions are high at the airport. Whitney and Craig are just not getting along. Whitney is just pushing Craig's buttons, and Craig is on the brim. He is on the brim. And Whitney's calling him a dickhead, and then Craig is losing it at Whitney. And then Chelsea chimes in, and she says, "Craig, are you drunk?" And then Craig's response is, "I will never speak to you again. I'm dead serious." Craig's response to Chelsea. So, I love this Chelsea-Craig dynamic. I want to see more of it. I like this whole feud that these two got going on. It's fantastic. We don't see Chelsea get in the mix too much. And so I like when she got in the mix. And she, at one point on the bus, said to Craig, "You got a vagina," or something like that. She said, "I got a bigger dick than you are, or than you do." And look, on that bus, Craig was losing it. At one point, he got off the bus. He said, "I'm getting a car." He ordered an Uber. And then he got back on the bus. But he was losing it. And I don't know what was going on. I don't know if it was a Naomi thing or if he was tired from traveling. I think his anxieties were high and he should have had a Xanax. When I travel, I get really bad travel anxiety. And I could be on the brim when I travel. So I take like a little tiny piece of a Xanax, just enough to cut the edge off. And then I'm more tolerable. Because if I don't, I can really be like a nightmare when I travel. I'm not a good travel person. So please don't travel with me. I'm not good at it. Like I'm not good at driving. I'm not good at traveling. There's a whole slew of things that I'm not good at. And one of them is traveling. And if I don't have that little piece of the Xanax, you don't even want to be near me. Like Matt's a bad traveler too, but when he sees me without a Xanax at the airport, it's like he runs the other way. He's going to the Wendy's in the food court because he does not want to travel with me because I turn into Craig. And I feel like Craig just needs like some travel medication, right? So he was just losing it on everyone. He was just seemed to be not himself. And I'm glad he got back on that bus, but it did seem awful. They had to drive forever to get to that house in Colorado. None of that seemed fun for me at all. None of it seemed fun. Then they go to the dispensary on the way, and Craig said he couldn't go into the dispensary because he's an attorney, but I didn't think he did pass the law, right? Did he pass the law? I don't know. I can't even remember what Craig's status at the bar is. I know he's selling pillows, but I don't know what he's doing in terms of law. Do know he's selling pillows. And look, Catherine says in her confessional that she had an addiction to weed or a problem with weed. And she went to rehab mostly for her weed use. And she says no one's even acknowledging that. And I wondered if even anyone knew that, because I didn't know that. I knew that she had some sort of substance abuse problem that is why she went to rehab, but I didn't know exactly what it was. So I wonder if they knew. There were these reports in the press this past week that Thomas had claimed that Catherine's a sex addict. Those two. I don't know. I don't trust that Thomas, anything he says. I don't trust a goddamn word out of his mouth. But that was the claim. I don't know where it was printed. It doesn't matter, really, because none of those outlets are true. But they traveled 14 hours to get to this house. They're in two houses. The houses look beautiful. They're huge. And look, they are flirting. Madison and Austin are flirting the entire night. So the boys, they go to dinner, they get stoned at dinner, and it's cute. But the whole time you could tell, the boys are all talking about how Austin is going to hook up with Madison. And then Catherine and Madison, meanwhile, are in the jacuzzi talking about Austin. So we know they're setting this up. And I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be honest. Like, I don't mind Austin as much as Shep. You know, Shep's been bothering me this season specifically. And Austin, I don't know, I go back and forth. Every time I see that video where he's cheating with the two other women and he's going, "Madison, Madison, Madison," then I start to turn on Austin. But in general, when I don't see that flashback footage, which they play once an episode every single fucking week, we see that footage of Austin gaslighting Madison. "Madison, Madison, come on, Madison, you're crazy, Madison." Ugh. I get so mad when I see that footage. And enough is enough, Bravo. Stop playing that footage. We've seen it too many fucking times. Put it away. Put it in the vault. You know how Disney puts their films away in the vault for 10 years? We needed that footage in the vault. put it in the Disney vault and lock it up for 10 years. I don't want to see it again. We've seen it enough. I don't want to see it. They keep showing that iPhone footage. My God. Anyway, so I don't mind Austin that much usually. And I don't know, part of me kind of roots for Madison and Austin in a sick way. I'm not proud of it. And it's not a good thing, but sometimes I root for that. I like Madison. She's got that Jessica Simpson thing, and maybe that's why I'm transfixed by her. I don't know. But I'm into it. And, I should mention, while they were high at dinner, there was a Darkwing Duck reference. And you guys know I love my Darkwing Duck. I was a huge fan as a kid, and still am. Darkwing Duck is one of the greatest cartoons of our time. And I loved hearing a you never hear a Darkwing Duck reference anywhere. And hearing the boys make it at dinner, even though they were stoned out of their minds, was wonderful. And the episode ends with Madison and Austin flirting, but then ultimately going to bed solo. And obviously they're going to hook up sometime on this trip, but they haven't done it yet. In the previews for next week, we see more skiing. We see more Madison and Austin. And I'm excited for this trip. I thought this was a lovely episode. There wasn't a whole ton going on, but I thought there was like a little bit of drama. There was a lot of laughs. I enjoyed this episode, and maybe it's good to get him out of Charleston. It seems to me that with this episode and last week's episode, it seems to me that production kind of realized not much was going on, maybe, and that was why they brought in Ashley, and that's why they're throwing them on this vacation. I know we always go on a trip, but it seems like maybe a partial way during filming, they realized not a lot was happening, and so they shifted gears, they brought in Ashley, and they sent him on a vacay, and that's good producing. So my hat's off to Southern Charm. And it was nice to see, by the way, speaking of hats off, that not a lot of hat work going on this episode. Finally. Finally saw Chelsea's hair. Good head of hair. It's happy to see not too much hat work going on. Anyway, that's the episode of Southern Charm. Please forgive the recap for being a little bit shorter than normal. It was twofold. First of all, there wasn't a whole lot going on Southern Charm this week. And more importantly, we also have to get to our interview with DJ James Kennedy. And so I hope you'll enjoy this. Again, it's a wild ride, so buckle up. And I hope you'll enjoy. I did my best to ask everything I possibly could and get some spoilers out of him and find out as much stuff about next season that I could. So I did my best. I love you all. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click become a patron. You could donate $4 more per month. You get the bonus episodes. I'm doing one bonus episode a month. More importantly, the money helps to support this podcast. If you want one of the Everything Iconic t-shirts, we have a bunch of different t-shirts over there. Just go to everythingiconic.threadless.com. If you want a cameo, go to cameo.com/Danny Pellegrino. I usually turn those off on the weekends, but anyway, they're up there. I love you all so much for listening, and I will leave you with this very animated interview with the lovely and talented... What was that clip from a few years ago? The wickedly talented. Do you remember John Travolta when he announced Idina Menzel at the Oscars? He said, the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. Never stop thinking that's funny. Anyway, here's the wickedly talented DJ James Kennedy. Enjoy. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. All right, guys, I'm here with DJ James Kennedy. James, how are you doing today?
Hello, sir. How are you doing? Good, thank you.
I'm so excited that you're here, and you have a podcast. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But right now, I just have to ask, your podcast is called It's All About the Podcast, which is such a great name.
It's not about the podcast.
Such a good name.
Thank you. I came up with it myself.
What? How's filming going? You guys are in sort of the middle of filming?
Yeah, I'd say, like, it's always our summertime, you know, so I'd say we're, like... deep into it.
How's it going?
Jax has got married.
You weren't at the wedding, were you?
You're
not allowed to say.
I don't know.
I didn't see any photos of you at the wedding.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But we did see photos of you, though, at Jax's birthday party.
Right.
So what's going on with you and Jax?
You know, I mean, me and Jax are, we've been, like, on and off mates for a long time, and, you know, I guess it's just the show kind of dynamic.
In your dream of dreams, would you hope that you and Jax could be friendly with each other?
I want to be friendly with everyone on the planet, you know what I mean? Like, I'm more of, like, a guy that's, like, you know, I don't like the hate, I don't like any of that stuff, so yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Starting off, I just want to ask you, I want to throw out some names from your castmates, and I feel like you've had always, like, these tough relationships with some of them, right? So I just thought maybe it'd be great if you could say something nice about each of the people I tell you, okay?
Sure.
So one thing nice about Brittany.
She's got a great smile and she's super happy and jolly all the time and nice to people. Yeah.
What about Katie?
Katie's got a really nice sense of music. She loves like good music. She knows good music.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What about Kristen?
Kristen can tell a good bottle of Sauvignon Blanc to a bad one.
That's an important quality.
Of course. I mean, wine tasting is a big thing in Canada.
Yeah. Right. Stassi.
Oh, great fashion sense, you know? She knows how to dress the girls.
She does. What about Carter?
Oh, my Lord. Carter. Great beard. I mean,
A very full beard. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, and not just full, but manicured to perfection.
Mm, yes, yes. What about Sheena?
Oh my God, so many things about Sheena because, like, you know, that's like the first actual friend you like named, I guess. Sheena, like, a burst of energy, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She seems like she always just wants to have a good time.
Good time, good conversations too. You know, she's not just like, you know. I think what people think Sheena is. Like, I think when you meet her, you get to, like, dive deep quickly. Mm-hmm. Like me. I'm a very dive deep quickly kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What about Lala?
Oh, Lala. I mean, like...
Are you and Lala good right now?
Look, like, I can't keep spoiling all these things in the show. I'm going to get in trouble. Like,
but I also have
I'm
to...
I'm not doing it. And, like, with what I say...
But I have to ask.
Yeah, we are. Like, I mean, no, we're not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I honestly don't even know. But, like, I've got love for that girl. A lot of love for that girl.
Yeah, you guys have always had, like, a deep relationship, but it seems to just go... You guys are back and forth all the time.
Seesaw. It's a seesaw of emotions here. And, like, you know, I think it's probably my fault most of the time. I'll say that.
And in your defense, though, I think, like, I was reading, like, on the blogs or I don't know what, one of those sites, you know, some of those sites, you know, right? And it seemed like you and Lala were in the recording studio together recently. We saw photos of that online.
I can't say anything about it. I know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But then it seemed to go south, like you had posted like a Money by Monday kind of thing or whatever. But to me, that was funny.
Hmm.
But it seemed like maybe some people wouldn't take that as a joke. Does that make sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll just say it for you. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I feel like you and Lala, you guys clearly have deep love for each other.
Yeah. Who's the next person?
You know what? Now I just want to ask, speaking of those blogs, because I'll just get right into it. The other day, there was this news report that, and you don't have to, you could just, I'll read your face.
Okay.
So there was this news report that the OGs are banding together. So like you, Jax, the entire cast are banding together because they're filming new people and you're all banding together to ensure that you're all on the show more than these new people. Is that true?
Look, no, I'm not banding with anybody. I'm James Kennedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't band or make teams or alliances. I think you can tell that from me, from the show. And I think the viewers can as well. As far as the others, you know, I'm not there in the house when they're chatting over a game of Monopoly. So I really don't know. I can't say. What I can say though is, like Raquel's working at Sir, like she's really cool. And she's making friends with the new people. And I like the new people too. From Seth. Cool gang.
So they are filming with new people. There are a bunch of new people. Would you say there's more than three new people?
I don't know. I can't do a whole bunch of like show spoilers.
No, I
honestly.
Understand.
Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just talk about my music.
Yeah, well, please tell me about your music.
Well, I'm killing it right now. I've got a new track, a new single with Hot Rob. And it's basically an electronic house banger.
It's out right now
on Spotify and iTunes. Yeah, go check it out. And I'm actually going on a See You Next Tuesday tour, a cunt tour, if you will.
Oh my God. So where's the tour going?
Oh my God. Let me whip it out because I got a lot of places to be.
I mean, on the show, we saw you getting upset about when you can't perform at Sir. Mm. Do you... Were you going to say something?
That's another seesaw of emotions. Do you know what I mean? I think since season two, season three, sorry. I think that people have noticed, you know what I mean? My drinking habits and getting in trouble at Sir and, you know, confrontations, yelling during work hours, blah, blah, blah. So I guess, you know. Sir has been up and down for me, but it's definitely created so many great opportunities. And I swear to God, dude, I'll walk into Sir on a Tuesday now and DJ Mickey will be killing the game. And then, you know, he'll play Top Man, Get Loose, all the classics.
I love Get Loose so much.
I'm there doing it. You know what I mean? It's just
I also love your song with Ariana too.
Oh, Party.
Party.
Thank
it's so good.
I think I need you.
Yes. I wish they showed more though. I wish they showed more in the studio of that because I liked it. It was so fun to see Ariana in the studio, and she actually has a good voice.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. You've seen her karaoke?
I have, yes. Yeah, she posts on social media all her karaoke
stuff. Have they done this podcast?
Yeah, they've both done it. Yeah.
Nice.
Ariana and Tom. Yeah.
That's it.
They were just, and Stassi's, everyone's done it. You know, everyone except for, I've tried it, Kristen so hard. And
why?
Kristen's
why doesn't she comment back at
the
you?
The first year I did it, I don't know, the PR. No, I'm a Kristen fan for life, James. I've always had her back. I know.
So you're not a James fan?
No, I love you too.
Really?
I love all of you. Yeah.
Okay.
I love all.
That's good. That's really good when you can love all of us because
I love anyone who gives me good entertainment. I feel like Kristen, you give me good entertainment on the show. But I've always had Kristen's back and loved her, and I've tried to get her on the show so much, and she said she would come on recently, but then I don't know, it hasn't happened. She's busy, you know. I won't say anything. Okay, so this tour you're going on, where is it going?
So I'm starting in Rhode Island this Sunday.
That's so it's all across the country.
Oh yeah, completely across the country. I feel so blessed and happy this is happening. It's so crazy.
And what do people
Chicago, Westerly, St. Louis, Santa Barbara, Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm from Cleveland.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going.
Where?
Atlantic City, Sacramento, Fort Worth, El Paso, Phoenix. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be everywhere.
Get your tickets on my Instagram, guys, because I want to meet you all. I'm going to be spraying champagne all over you guys. It's going to be lit.
I was just going to ask, what can people expect on the show? What are they going to see?
My tour?
Yeah.
Oh, confetti blasters and the best music. I play all the newest, I produce my own music on Ableton. So I'm making all my own edits and dropping bangers. You know what I mean? Having a good time.
Who's your dream person to work with musically?
Oh my God, there's just so many, you know?
I
think right now, Slow Tie would be sick, or Muramasa. Years and Years, the vocal guy from that. Duke Dumont. Oh my God, I would shit my pants if I worked with Duke Dumont. Yeah. Justin Martin. I mean, there's so many good producers and amazing DJs. Claude Von Stroke. Oh my God.
When you're looking for new music, how do you find new music? Because I feel like
everything.
I'm stuck in my ways.
What
do you
use for new music?
I use Spotify.
Yeah, me too. Spotify's lit.
Yeah, Spotify's good. But I feel like it's always hard for me to find new stuff. I always just end up getting back into my routine
that
of listening.
Same old playlist. Yeah. Well, I'm a part of this thing called DJ City, right? Which is this record pool of tracks that you pay $40 every 30 months or whatever it is. And then you get all the music you want. And then Beatport as well is really sick because Beatport is the iTunes of EDM, if you will.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, if you like EDM. And if you don't like EDM, then I guess YouTube is actually pretty good when you there's a whole bunch of shit, you know, blogs, cool blogs.
Do you listen to everything in terms of genre?
I would say I have liked a song in every genre that I've heard. I've liked it. You know that pool song, that Portuguese dun, dun, dun.
Wait, what song? What is it? I don't know.
I heard
the girl from Ipanema?
Yeah. I heard that shit when I was 5 years old in Portugal with my parents, and it was just super crazy. I've liked that forever. And then country music.
So
I haven't really liked country music, but I've heard a bluesy old country song that I really like, and
is there something that's really popular on radio right now that you think is really great?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, shit. I gotta
I don't know, but number one right now for 15 weeks is that Old Town Road.
Oh yeah. Old Town Road. I mean, shout out Lil Nas X. I mean, he's sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like him. And his EP is pretty good. Pretty good music. Pretty good listening.
Pretty good listening.
Yeah. Panini. Don't you be a man. Yeah.
I just added that Panini song to my Spotify playlist. Speaking of, I was trying to look at new music and I added that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you some questions about the show from last season?
Yeah.
Okay, so at last season at the reunion, you and Jax got an argument about a Twitter account. And this wasn't really, like, fully explained. Like, I was confused about what was going on. So the claim was that Jax had started a Twitter account in Raquel's name, mm-hmm. and basically to try to make her look bad. And was mm-hmm. that, was it true, or what was the resolution?
What do you think? What do you actually think?
I was confused by the whole thing, because I didn't see what exactly was posted from that account. So what was posted from that account? But you think it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he ever apologize?
It
or
was
cop
a linked. It was just no. Do you know what it was? It was just a linked four last numbers. Okay, of your phone number.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
So it was linked to his phone number.
Yeah. Well, everyone got a notification saying your friend with this number.
And so did he ever account. Did he ever say like?
And honestly, I've left it in the. I've left it alone. I've left last year and last year's reunion alone. Do you know what I mean? I've gotten fucking DMs and comments. About 1,000, all right? Maybe more. I'm saying like 5,000. Like, James, like it was pretty much Attack of the James show, part 1, 2, and 3. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Right. I was going to ask, do you feel like fans, and this is what I felt like everyone went into the reunion thinking that you were going to be like the one that was hated. But then fans seemed to really rally behind you after the reunion. Did you expect that?
You know, no. What do you mean me hated? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I just think it seemed like a lot of the cast was against
all the
you.
Cast yeah. And then like turning the public on me as well.
Right.
Oh my God, that would just be the worst thing ever.
But it didn't work out. It was like, it seemed like the fans and the public really seemed to side with you.
Right, because it was just I think the season was just a whole bunch of just like crazy shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, but give in mind, like, I wasn't Mr. fucking perfect either. Like, I did do some fucking things wrong, and I, you know, had to deal with that. But, like, you know, the consequences were dire, and, like, it seriously was just, like, kind of, like, you know, like, fucking, like, negative emotions for, like, a while, like,
yeah,
you know? But...
But it's in the past.
Yeah, that's in the past now, exactly. That was last season, and it's, like, yeah.
What about you and Katie? Are you guys good now? I like Katie.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've liked Katie too. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't not like Katie. Again, like, I really want to start... it sounds kind of, like, lame and, like, whatever, but I really do want to change my ways into just, like, showing more love and, like, stop hating on just, like, bullshit.
That's
that really doesn't even
all.
Matter about it. It doesn't even matter to me. And it's not, like, diminishing their feelings or anything, but it just doesn't matter to me as much anymore. You know what I mean? Especially when, you know... Anyway, Katie's cool, yeah.
Is there one thing from last season you wish you could take back? Or
well, getting wasted at Pride and saying all the things I said, you know, obviously.
That was good TV, though. But yes, you said
was
some
it?
Things. You did.
Was it?
It was. But you did say some things that were bad.
Right.
Yeah.
But as we all do.
Right, so that was pointed out. Tom and Ariana were sticking up for you at the reunion. They were saying, you know, everyone's made mistakes and said things they shouldn't have.
Right, so Tom thought it was taken a little bit too far. Like, kid lost his job already. We don't talk to him. Like, lay off. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you and Tom and Ariana, why do you think you guys connect so well?
Well, me and Tom just connect in general. Like, Tom's like, you know, I think Tom's like a big brother kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, he always, like, looks out for me. My best interest.
He's very
honestly,
sweet, too.
My best
He's just, like, a naturally sweet guy.
Yeah, he really is. Really.
What about... we saw a lot of your mom last season. Are we going to be seeing more of her? How are you guys doing?
Again, that's like a...
spoiler.
That's a spoiler alert, you know? But, like, you're going to have to wait and see. Going to have to wait and see.
You know
I
what?
Love my mom, though. She's, like, the best.
Can I tell you what I really want from next season? I'll just tell you. I love all the moms on the show. Like, I love when the moms show up, even that one, when they went to dinner or whatever. But I want Terry Maloney, Katie's mom, and your mom to sit down. And I want them to, like, just have a scene together. Wouldn't that be great?
No.
It would be so good, James. No, come on. It would be so, so good.
Why? Why?
Because then, because you and Katie have had such a sordid past on the show. You guys have had such a tumultuous relationship.
But, like, no, but, like, not really. Me and Katie, like, what? Like, what was so tumultuous about me and Katie's relationship? I mean, like, yeah, she was being a bit... She said some shit to me that day that triggered me when I was wasted. I said some shit back, and that was pretty much it. We never really was fighting before that.
Right. Well, so, I guess from the viewer's point of view...
It wasn't this long, negative, long, dragging-out relationship. Like, let's not forget, like, it was Kristen and Katie that didn't like each other back then. Okay?
Oh, back at the Pride thing.
Well, no. That year.
That year.
They did, yeah. I'm talking about, like, season 3 and 4, like... We're not like, back in those days, they weren't friends. So
right.
that was more of a, that's a more meaningful relationship than me and Katie's. Do you know what I mean? We don't hang out and kick it. Like, that was the tumultuous relationship that found its way back to paradise.
Interesting.
Not mine and Katie's. But like, yeah, she's cool. She's like married to Schwartz. Like, I love Schwartz. Like, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's great. What about last season on the show? We did hear that your dad is living with Paul. Is your dad still living with Paul?
Oh,
what's
he's
Paul's
in,
story?
He's in England. Hey, what?
What's Paul's story?
Oh my god! Don't you? Oh my god!
What? Tell me Paul's story. I'm curious.
He's just like.
What's his deal?
What do you mean? What's his deal?
Well, I just need to know everything about him, James. I want to know what's Paul's story. What is? I mean. Why, how did you and Paul become friends?
From Max, me and Max, like, Paul would come into, like, Pump and Sir and, like, start talking to Max and, like, made friends with Max, and then they would start, like, hanging out together and just, like, going, like, can't really say it, like, well, I can't, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like, he was just like chill. And Max is nice to everybody. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Max doesn't judge people on their appearance. Like, honestly, when I say that, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And everyone in LA does. Like, I'm not being funny. So Max really doesn't. So, you know, Paul was funny. Paul was cool. So, you know, they went to the gun range and shit and like did like whatever. Like, Max like didn't do that. So then I was like, you know, oh, Paul, huh, like that. And then Max kind of called me out and was like, oh, yeah, whatever, like, don't judge people. So I was like, all right, yeah, you're right. So I met Paul. He was gone half the year. He'd be in San Francisco in this, like, other big house that he has, like, for most of the year, like, 2 months there, 1 month here, 2 months there, 1 month here. So I would have this penthouse in Doheny to myself. Mm.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah, and I spent like $500 a month on it. So I was saving my money. It was like when I was busing and like DJing and shit, like a little bit. Yeah. So it was a good thing. But like, I've been living it with Raquel for a year now. I'm really happy about it. And we have a puppy. And it's,
yeah, how's Graham, the puppy? That's
so
the
good.
Puppy's
he's
name,
so
right?
Good. He's so good.
Like,
he's
truly good. The one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, he is the best. And the smartest.
He's so adorable.
He's so smart, too. Like, he knows already like 80 words. Like, I'll be like, you want to go to the park? And he'll freak out. Like, oh, like, I'm hungry? Or like, yeah, he's just so cute.
Is your brother still working at Sir? Is that a spoiler
he's a
question?
Yeah, these are all spoilers.
Yeah, they're all.
Questions.
I know. Well, what did you expect?
For all you
James?
Know, I might be still living back at Paul's place. And like, me and Raquel's relationship is like a big facade.
I know.
Just
well,
kidding.
I have to
that's
ask
not,
you these
that's
things.
That's not true. Follow me on Instagram. Find out for yourself.
I know. That's. Do you find that to be a problem, though? Because everyone could see all the stuff that plays out on Instagram. Like, all the fans of the show, we all follow you guys.
Yeah, I know. But we've got way more viewers than followers.
Right. Right.
Because Vanderpump Rules.
So it's
is
only
gangster.
Like the crazy fans like me who know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, let's think about it like this. Like, back when I was watching like Jersey Shore when that came out back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't follow them on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, I met Ronnie one time, but I didn't follow them. You know, people like,
I know,
now that's different.
I stopped following some people on the show because I don't want to know. I don't want the spoilers.
Damn.
I know.
I don't
what
believe
do you,
that.
What do you want?
I don't believe that.
You can check. I don't follow. I follow you, and I follow a few people, but I don't follow everyone.
You follow Lala.
I don't follow Lala.
What?
No, check it. I don't follow Lala.
That's
you can
insane.
Look at it right now. Yeah.
It's crazy. I will check. Oh, it's,
yeah,
true. It's, true. It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Fucking
it's a
true.
Fact. Do you, what else do you watch on TV?
Oh, I watch everything on TV. Like, I love movies. I play video games. I've got the new Oculus virtual reality. Do you know what that is?
I know what that is. Yeah,
so
I play video
sick.
Games. I'm a huge Nintendo fan, though. I play, like, Switch. I play
yeah,
Mario Maker
Switch
right
well.
Now.
I've already completed Zelda. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't completed it, no, but I've gotten pretty far in Breath of the Wild, yeah.
Yeah, I've got, yeah, Breath of the Wild, yeah. So good.
See, I
so
play.
Me,
you didn't think I'd play, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Breath know. Of the Wild. Shout out, Breath of the Wild.
I know.
Yeah, I've gotten all the stuff, and I completed...
I'm a huge fan of Mario Maker too right now, and there's like
what's
a
that?
It's like it's Super Mario, but it's like the,
oh, yeah,
you
the
can
Mario
make them.
Maker, yeah.
But then there's like a whole version of the game where you play the levels that they made, so they're like new levels, but it's really fun.
That's sick.
Anyway, do you watch the New Hills reboot? It's the same production.
I got my
company.
Switch stolen, by the way. It was crazy.
Why?
I don't know.
By
I was
who?
Like at the airport, and I like got up for 2 seconds, and then it was gone.
Did you get a new one?
No, because now the new Switch Lite is coming out in September, and I'm like, that's there's a pink one.
Yeah, I want the yellow one.
Yeah, the yellow one's sick. I know. I think Raquel's going to get the pink, and then I'm going to get the yellow. You know
the yellow one reminds me of back in the day. Do you remember like Game Boy Color? They had the yellow one. Yeah,
the DS one, mm-hmm. purple. That was lit.
Right. Do you watch The Hills reboot?
I love The Hills reboot. That's sick.
Have you met any of those guys?
Yeah. I'm blanking out on
like Heidi and Spencer or Audrina.
I've seen them. I haven't met them. I've seen them at like an event, I think, but I didn't get the pleasure of meeting them yet. But the show's great. Like, I love the show. Yeah.
Now, James, I have some questions from fans, from listeners of the show, the Patreon. So these aren't questions from me, but they're questions from other people. You can just tell me no if you don't want to answer them. Tell me to fuck off. Right?
Oh, God.
So, but I have to ask you because people wrote these in. So, Teresa said, what has watching last season back taught you about yourself? That's not a spoiler question.
No, it's taught me that I'm human. I'm human, and there's always room for improvement and to keep living every moment to the fullest.
I like that. Yeah. Carrie Pope says, would love to know the truth about those cushions in Mexico. Was there any truth to that cushion in Mexico story?
I swear.
You swear.
Yeah, I swear I'm alive. There is no truth to that. I literally was like so drunk that I thought it was a good idea to like set up camp outside and wake up. But then when I was laying down to go to sleep, the mosquitoes were fucking biting me like crazy. And I've got very sweet blood. My mum always told me that. Like, you know what I mean?
The mosquitoes
will come and fucking eat me alive. So, you know.
Was that the same trip?
I'm not going to bring the pillows back into the villa. Like, who does that? I'm fucking wasted at 6 a.m. Like, who brings the pillows back into the villa? I left because I don't give a fuck. I should have just thrown them into the water.
James, your audio levels are all over the place.
I know.
It's not your fault. No,
when I shout, I'll be back here.
But, was that the same trip where Schwartz, like, slept at another resort? Didn't he like sleep at some other resort? And I feel like that was just like brushed over the episode. It was like, what happened there?
We like ended up walking to another resort.
Casey Huntington wants to know your thoughts on Stassi and her book. Did you read her book?
No, I didn't read her book.
But how do you feel about Stassi? You said earlier she's gorgeous. She's pretty.
But why am I going to read a freaking book that's like, isn't it like a girly book? It's a pretty girly book.
You know what? Gender is neutral.
Yeah, well, right, obviously, but, like, it's, like...
I read it.
I'm not going to read a book called Next Level Basic. There's nothing basic about me. I don't need to learn the do's and don'ts about being basic. Right. Even though it looks great and the cover looks like a cool book. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for anyone that wants to read that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but congratulations. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it did really well. Bestseller.
Fucking bestseller.
Bestseller. Bess Ellis. Would you ever do a book?
Yeah,
you should
absolutely.
Bess Ellis wants to know if you're still close with Max.
Max Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. My best friend.
How's Lisa doing?
Good.
Yeah, she's good.
I mean, she's had a really tough year. I love her so much. And she's like just had just my best interest again for so many years. And
seems like so she just has like that's not the right word, but it just seems like so many rough things are happening in her life, so just send her the love.
I will. We love you, Lisa.
RMF wants to know if you could be producer for a day on Vanderpump Rules, if you were producer, how would you handle the franchise going forward? Would you bring in more new people? Would you just focus on you guys, the OG cast members? What would you do?
I would rehire James Kennedy on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, I would too.
I would bring See You Next Tuesday back.
Do you think there should be a show based around Vegas Vanderpump Gardens or the dog show or the dog?
Lisa Vanderpump should make 10 shows. Do you know what I mean? I think that like the Vanderpump Garden can have a show. I think Tom Tom could have a show. Like there's so much fucking drama at Tom Tom too. But Tom Tom's sick. Tom Tom's like low key. I feel like I'm in like Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
When I'm drunk at Tom Tom, I feel like I'm in Hogwarts.
Oh, just because of the decor and stuff?
Magical in that kind of sense. You know, and you know.
That's my favorite one is Tom Tom. Like the decor, the food is really good. The drinks are good. It's great.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Come to Tom Tom, everybody.
Do you work there? I mean, are you
a DJ there? Yeah, a few times there.
Okay.
Schwartz is a DJ, you know?
Wait, so Schwartz is DJing
there? Yeah, Schwartz is a DJ.
How is he?
I don't know yet. Actually, he always says to me he's not that good, but you know Schwartz. Like, ooh, not that good.
What's his DJ name?
DJ, I'm sorry, I think.
Oh my god.
DJ, I'm sorry.
Okay, this is an intense question.
Oh no, no, no.
I'm sorry, this is Sarah Rose. No, you
Sarah
want me to...
Sarah Rose, go fuck yourself.
No, we love Sarah. I don't know.
I love you too, Sarah, but yeah.
Okay, we won't ask you that.
Alright.
Heidi Boyd says, how's the puppy? And oh, this is a nice question. Heidi Boyd also says, what's your skin routine? Your skin looks amazing.
The puppy's really good. Oh,
what's
thanks.
Your skin routine? Heidi Boyd wants to know.
It's called like OBE.
So it's like you're putting something on in the morning, you're moisturizing.
Yeah, it's like I use eye cream, I think, for like my whole face because it's like firming and like it's better. It's like condensed moisturizer, I guess, right? It's like... I don't know. Yeah, it's like
your skin looks really
concentrated,
good.
Like moisturizer. So why not put that on your fucking face? It's not meant to be got under your eyes only. I don't know, but it's like it's a men's one from Europe. Okay,
James, tell me about your podcast.
Okay, guys, check out my podcast on It's Not About the Podcast. It's on like the podcast app and Himalaya app, and it's basically I bring in like upcoming musical talent in that's living in LA to talk about the good times and the bad times and the fucking. The hustle, and then I talk about, you know, everything pop culture, you know, everything right. That's fucking happening, everything cool, fun, like Billboard charts.
And tell me more, where can people find your
music? There's a space game.
What's the space game?
Oh, it's so cool. Like I get a weed company to like sponsor the space game every week, and we like get kind of like Stony Maroney, and next thing you know, I ask you like 5 questions multiple choice about our beautiful universe, because I don't feel like the universe is enough talked about. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're on planet Earth over here. Like, this is a big deal.
So what do you mean? What do you mean it's a big deal? You mean...
I don't know.
We're just not paying enough attention to how amazing it is?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, we're not paying enough attention to just, like, what we're in. Like, you know? Yeah.
Is there, like, a cause you're really passionate about? Like, a charity or something like that you feel especially... I know, like, on this show, we see you guys do a lot for animals.
Yeah, I love animals. We all love animals. I mean, honestly, like, Lisa's really brought us into all of that. And, like, Vanderpump Dogs is an incredible place. And, yeah, I DJ charity events all the time. Like, I'm so passionate just about giving back and doing that.
Yeah, that's
great. DJing gives me such a cool opportunity to be able to do that also because, you know. It's pretty easy to jump on a flight and then play music somewhere. Do you know what I mean? For a good cause. So that's good. Shout out. Hit me up on the DM if you're interested in me doing that, by the way.
I feel like you should do a Vegas residency. Would you ever do that?
Of course. Like, what do you... Yeah, that's what I'm working towards.
I feel
that's
like
my
that,
dream,
that
you know?
Would be fun, though.
I want to come out with some more bangers, which I'm working on right now. Big EP. Maybe an album. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be big.
When can we expect that?
End of summer. Like, I just started working on it. My new sound is something that I'm really trying to work on, like... I think I'm honestly going to do an EP first with singles and then work on the album for next year because I feel like next year I'm going to have
you just spaced
some
out.
Better contacts and like the budgets, honestly, to do the music videos that I want to do. That's the truth.
You met with Luann, Countess Luann, and you remixed her song. What
yeah,
was that
yeah,
like?
Yeah. Luann's, she does a cabaret show. It's doing really well.
Yeah. How was it?
I remixed
how was
it.
She?
Did you hear the remix?
I heard the remix. Yeah. How was
Fire.
It work? Working on that remix. What did you think of her vocals?
I mean, look, like my remix came out fire, so
it was good.
I'm really happy with it, like on how it turned out, you know. But that's not what I'm turning on my Spotify.
Of course.
Obviously. Yeah. Is that what you're turning
it's
on?
It's what
on
I'm turning on, though, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
It is what I'm turning on, too. And it's actually on my favorite list.
I love that. I love her new song, Feelin' Giovanni.
Yeah. Oh, Giovanni's the best one,
you
yeah.
Need a,
Giovanni's
you need
the best one,
that.
Yeah.
I know. Can we get you to remix that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're tired. You
it's
don't
coming
it.
Out soon.
Anything else you could spoil? But can you give me, like, some sort
no.
of spoil about the show? You have to say, like,
no.
is somebody in particular fighting?
No, I'm not doing any spoilers. No one's fighting. Everyone is literally in paradise.
Okay, well, James, we don't want to watch that.
Season 8 is going to be all of us just hugging.
No, James, we don't want to watch that. We don't want to watch that. There's got to be someone fighting, right? Like, someone's getting into it, right? There's like
Graham.
One, is there like one?
Me and Graham. You and Graham. He keeps ripping up my Yeezys.
Can you bring Paul back and just get into a big fight with Paul?
Stop. Just stop that.
You know what I'm dying to for the show is I want Joe Simpson to come back. I told Tom Sandoval this. Do you remember Joe Simpson was on the show, Ashley and Jessica's dad?
What?
He was on the show like 3 seasons ago.
What?
He did a photo shoot with Tom and Tom. We need him back. So you need to get.
Who is he though?
He's Jessica Simpson's dad.
Oh, no way.
But now he's like a very.
So you Paul, remember like, that figure. Part, but you didn't remember, like...
James, I have a lot of Bravo going on in my head.
Right.
I cover a lot of Bravo shows, and some of it stays in
that's
there.
That's such, like, a random... Yeah, so what else is staying in there from that old archive? Like, what else... Like, that's what actually... interests me so much is like, what do people actually remember?
I remember
like, what happens last week on Vanderpump Rules. You're not going to fucking remember.
No, you. There's certain the moments. Gist. I remember Hope coming at the Pride party. Like that will forever stay in my mind. That's why I said that Pride party episode was so good. I remember Kristen telling Diana to suck a dick. Mm-hmm. Come on, that was great TV. Mm-hmm. I remember you yelling pump teeny. Like that was a moment.
Iconic moment. That was one of the most iconic. I would say James Kennedy has had the most iconic moment.
What do you think are your other iconic moments?
It's not about the pasta. That became, people make money off It's Not About the Pasta.
Pasta does
no,
not mean
pasta okay. is, you got to go to Sir and eat the pasta, ladies and gentlemen, because but, it's the best pasta in Los Angeles.
But that was a moment, that pasta, It's Not About the Pasta was a moment that we'll all remember for ages.
James Kennedy's a moment.
So can you tell, here's a question. Can you tell, James Kennedy is a moment. Can you tell if you're, when you're filming that something's going to be a moment? Like when you did that pasta scene, were you guys, did you wrap up filming and think like, oh, that's going to be something?
Honestly, not really. No. Definitely not.
Not definitely that. Yeah.
No. I just got that question. No. You can never tell.
Are you telling me my question?
We're just living our lives. Honestly, we're living our lives. We're going out there and we're just talking. We're like fucking talking.
When somebody else does something crazy, though, can you say, like, oh, that's going to be
that
something?
That shit's going to be crazy, and then it doesn't even show up on the show. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, God, we thought that was a big deal, and nobody actually gives a fuck.
Yeah. Is there anything on the show from the past that you were surprised didn't make it in that of your storyline?
More my music stuff, do you know what I mean? I'd really love people to dive in and see, like...
I like seeing you guys in the studio. I would like to see more of you in the studio.
Hopefully we will this year, you know? Again, I don't even know.
Anything else you want to plug?
You know, thank you for having me, honestly. This was intense but fun.
Was it too intense? It wasn't too intense, right? Like, I didn't ask you anything bad.
No. Not
people will yell at me if I don't ask you those questions. Then they're
who
like,
yells at you? Who
people
yells
online,
at
then they... Oh! James, yeah, then right. They say, why didn't you fucking ask about the rumors that there's new people or whatever? Then they're like, I act like I'm a shitty interviewer.
Right.
So I got to ask those questions.
Right. It's not my job to answer.
So you and Jax are good.
I love Jax, dude.
Yeah.
Happy birthday again. Happy birthday.
James,
oh my God, you know, what? Like, no, I was going to plug something else, but no, I said about my music.
Yeah, you
and
said
my
your
tour
music, your
and
tour.
My fucking podcast.
And everyone could go to your Instagram to find out the tour dates.
And I need you to come onto my podcast, too.
I would love to. I'm going to come.
That's
it's all
so
about the
lit.
Podcast.
Dan Pellegrino, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you so much.
Coming
James.
On,
thank you
not
so
about
much.
The podcast. All right.
That's our episode. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a recap of The Real Housewives of New York reunion part 2. Now let's play us out with something a little bit different. Let's play us out with the DJ James Kennedy original. I hope you all have an amazing week. Be kind to one another. I'm sending you all the love. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Hold up, get loose. Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who? Who's up, who's who? Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who? Who's me, who's you? I don't even know, because I just took two.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.